Zimbabwe isn't the only country going through a fuel crisis. Thousands of miles away, long lines of cars are causing frustration and worry throughout Mexico as a fuel shortage continues into its third week. The cause? Recently elected President Andrés Manuel López Obrador closed six major pipelines in response to increasing fuel theft by organized crime groups. The fuel thieves, called huachicoleros, steal approximately $3 billion worth of fuel every year by illegally tapping into those pipelines. Joining me now is Patrick McDonnell. He's the LA Times bureau chief for Mexico City. Patrick, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Tanzina.
So, Patrick, who are these huachicoleros and how exactly do they steal the fuel?
Well, it's a very complex process, and there are gangs of these thieves called huachicoleros that essentially follow the hundreds, even thousands of miles of pipelines that bring refined gasoline to major areas such as Mexico City. And over the years, they've been around for 20, 30 years. They've learned to tap into these pipelines, and last year, for instance, they had as many as 12,000 illegal perforations. They also hijack trucks, very, very sophisticated organized crime networks based often in small towns along these routes. Entire families are involved, entire towns. It's quite a bit of corruption involving Pemex officials, which is the national oil company, plus local mayors and police. So it's a very, very sophisticated network.
Now, we mentioned in the introduction that they're stealing about $3 billion worth of fuel every year. What is the impact of that theft, essentially, on the Mexican economy, on the prices of fuel for average everyday Mexicans?
I mean, this is exactly what the president, Andrés López Manuel Obrador, is going after. He's very upset about this. He's known as AMLO here, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. One of his main goals is to do away with corruption. He feels this is an outgrowth of corruption, and he feels that $3 billion could be used for these very many social programs that he's trying to institute, including scholarships, including pensions. He's outlined a whole New Deal type array of plans for Mexico, and he wants to use that $3 billion for that. That is basically what he said. That money should be used for the people and not for pipeline theft.
What about the black market? Does this theft or has this type of theft, fuel theft, forced Mexicans to go to the black market for their fuel?
This has been going on for about 2 weeks now, and there has long been, the reasons the huachicoleros thrive is that they have established a vast black market for gasoline, not so much in Mexico City, but in a number of provincial areas. Since these lines started, we've seen some black market sales in Mexico City, but not that much, and I think the government does not want to go down that direction. But the essential problem is a massive black market because of the huachicoleros business. They steal this gasoline and sell it pretty much openly in many areas of the country at a price, you know, much less than what the government sells it at Pemex gas stations.
Now, I'm going to take a wild guess here and assume that AMLO is not the only president that's had to deal with this in the past. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the former Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, and his role with fuel theft, essentially. And if you could tell us a little bit about the so-called gasolinazo, which he had to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, this has been an issue going back three or four presidents, including during the presidency of Enrique Peña Nieto, who left office last November 30th. And he also tried to militarize the situations, send out troops, send out police to the pipelines. There were many clashes during his administration between authorities and local huachicoleros who are armed and often in cahoots with drug traffickers. But he was not able to really make a dent in the problem, which grew substantially during his administration. And you mentioned the gasolinazo. That's something that happened 2 years ago in 2017. Peña Nieto was instituted an energy reform. They took some subsidies off gasoline. Prices went up substantially, and there was in early 2017 there was a lot of social unrest, including riots. To this point, and these shortages have been going on for several weeks now, I think most people in Mexico have been pretty patient, considering, you know, waiting 2-3 hours at times in lines, although the situation has improved in the last day or two in Mexico City. But we haven't seen the kind of social unrest one sometimes associates with gasoline shortages.
Patrick McDonnell is the LA Times bureau chief for Mexico City. Patrick, thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.